Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
When He says that we are more than conquerors, that we're more than overcomers, we're going to have to believe God. We're not standing, we're not fighting this battle by ourselves.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The Power of God is in His Word.
Speak the word.
We're going to start in Psalms 138, verse 2, that says that He has exalted, talking about God, that He has exalted above all else His name and His word. Hallelujah. According to the God Word translation, it says that every scripture passage is inspired by God. All of them are used for teaching, pointing out errors, correcting people, and training them for a life that has God's approval. In verse 17, they're talking about God's word. They have equipped God's servants so that they are completely prepared to do good things. In other words, the Word of God will equip you and transform you to handle anything that the enemy might throw your way. In John chapter 1, I just quoted that, but I'm going to quote it in the Easy Read translation. It says, before the world began, the Word was there. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Praise God. And friends, He says, talking about God, He says that He has magnified His word above His name. Hallelujah. Think about that. He has magnified His word above His name. You know, I just feel like sometimes we just need to stop and think about that for a minute. Now, in the Bible, it says Selah a lot, you know, especially in Psalms. And what that means is to just stop and think about what you're saying. But friends, you have to know that we're serving the same God. We're serving the same God today that Joshua and Gideon served. According to Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, it says, He changes not. He said, I am God and I change not. So if He changes not, that means that even though some of those things seem impossible back in the historical days, it doesn't mean we can't do them now. It's just that we don't get our faith and we don't practice it enough to where we can get out there and do it. You know, I was thinking that God is waiting. You know, God is waiting to move those mountains out of your way. You know, there's a lot of you today, I think, you know, are facing mountain-type situations, you know, in your life. It could be a bad doctor's report. It could be a negative doctor's report. It could be something on your financial report when you got your bank statement this month. Whatever, I don't know what your mountain is. But I do know that there's nothing impossible for the God that we serve. And there's nothing, there's no mountain that He can't move. That I know. And He's standing by today. He's always standing by to calm your storms, whatever it is. You just have to put your trust in Him and not in the natural of things going along. Joshua, in chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, it talks about what a mighty God we serve. Joshua reminds the people here about how mighty God really is. In verse 23 and 24, in the Amplified Bible, it says, For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which He dried up for us until we passed over. And verse 24 says that all the peoples of the earth may know. He said he did this so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and that you may reverence and fear the Lord your God forever. Hallelujah. As I was writing this verse, you know, where the word was talking about the peoples of the earth, so he was telling them this, so and kind of putting them in remembrance. And it made me think about David in the Bible, because when he went up against Goliath, most of us, whether you're a new Christian or you're seasoned Christian, been a Christian for a long time, know the stories about David and Goliath and how this teenager took out this big giant. So I was thinking today, as I was, you know, when I was writing this, I was thinking about David, and when David went up against Goliath, you know, he automatically started bringing back to remembrance what God had already accomplished in his life. You know, he said, you know, he could do this. You know, he slew the bear and he slew the lion, and he said, and I'm going to take your head off. So this is what he told Goliath. He said, I'm going to take your head off. And I'm sure that Goliath, I forgot how tall they said he was, but he was extremely tall and big. I mean, his shield and everything was so heavy that somebody else couldn't even carry it, or his sword. But David did. He did not do it under his own power. He did not do it under his own might, brothers and sisters. He did it with the power of God's word. He had faith and confidence in the word of God. And that's what I'm talking about today. We must take God's word more seriously. We can't just read it and just think it's a book that we're reading. I mean, these are actual words. As a matter of fact, he tells us in John that his words, they are spirit and they are life. And so they bring, when we're speaking God's word, they bring spirit and they bring life. And like I said before, we serve the same mighty God today that Joshua served. And he'll do the same thing for you and me. We just have to know his promises, and we have to speak to them. We have to understand that those promises are personal. When God promises, you know, in 1 Peter 2:24, where he has healed you, that by his stripes you were healed, that's a promise. That's a promise to you, and that's a promise to me. You know, and when he says he supplied all your, supplied everything that you need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that's another promise. These are promises. And God is not a man that he should lie. The Bible tells you this in Numbers 23:19, that God is not a man that he should lie. You know, he says, has he not spoken it, and has it not been? And so he's saying, have I not? Everything that he's put in this Bible, he has spoken it. It was inspired by the Holy Spirit. So every word is truth. And so I'd like to share with you how you can be held captive by your words. You can also bring your mountains down with your words, but you can also create mountains with your words, and talk to you about how Satan can, you know, Satan can, and he will trap you by your own words. That's how he does that. The way he does this, brothers and sisters, is he puts these thoughts into our head, into our minds, and then we take that thought, then he'll give us another and another. And that's how, you know, he gets us to, he puts the thoughts there, because before the word is a word, it first becomes a thought. So once he puts the thoughts there, then we begin to speak it out. And it's always something that's going to damage you. It's, God gives you things that will bring life. Satan's going to give you things that brings death to you. When you become born again, saints, in other words, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your spirit was recreated. It received the very nature and the very life of our Father. But your mind is held in captivity because it's the same old mind. It didn't change. Our personality didn't change. Our mind, we got a new heart, new spirit, and we now belong to the kingdom. But this has to be changed. There was no change. Remember, you were created a spirit, a soul, and a body, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. Number one, your soul is the realm of decision. In the soul lives your mind, your will, your emotions, and your personality. Number two, your mind, what you imagine, your will, what you want, your emotions, what you feel. The soul, number three, is the neutral ground between the body and the spirit. And number four, it is the place where free will is exercised. Free will. In other words, God has given us all all humans, he's given us a free will. And he's not going to force you to accept Jesus. He's not going to force you to obey the word. He's not going to force you to do any of this thing because we have free will.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Father, thank you that you have exalted above all else your name and your word. You have provided us with your word to teach and train and equipped us to be completely prepared for any situation. I thank you, Lord, that your word will equip us and transform us to handle anything that the enemy throws at us. I thank you that with the power of your word, we have been given the ability to overcome any and all circumstances. Thank you, Jesus. Father, your word says we have put limitations on you. So I pray, O Lord, that you will teach us that by speaking your word and coming into agreement with your word, all those limitations can be removed. You said, Lord, that you will help us to put our enemies under our feet, just like you're making your enemies your footstool. Your word says that you have raised us up together and made us to sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And this is where we will sit. Praise God. This is where we will sit until Jesus makes our enemies our footstool. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand will save us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.